Dear friends, our opening hymn on this first Sunday of Christmas is Infant, Holy Infant, Lowly. Please rise if you're able. Let us join together in singing hymn number 128. Please be seated.
Well, welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. We hope you all had a very wonderful Christmas. We had a very nice Christmas Eve service here. And I have to share that my son got married on Friday. And that was a very special event. And my wife was the officiant. And she did the Celtic tradition of tying the knot. So it's great to have them being married. Anyway, welcome here today. And we're doing the lessons and carols today. So we're singing carols and reading scripture for our service today. In the back are the envelopes for next year. If you haven't picked them up yet, please pick them up. Any other announcements for anyone? Okay, with that, we'll turn it over to Tom. I also want to wish Tom and Aubrey, their anniversary was Friday also. Happy anniversary.
I have a sister who's 15 years younger, and I remember that my parents got her ready for kindergarten all summer long. They would talk about, you get to go to kindergarten this year, and they just talked and got ready and everything in preparation, and finally the day came and she went to kindergarten and came home, and they said, well, how was kindergarten? Oh, it was wonderful. Were you looking forward to going tomorrow? She said, you mean I get to go again? She thought all of that was just for one day. Christmas is like this. Christmas is not a day. Christmastide is a season. In the early church, as early as the 6th century, they celebrated Christmastide, Christtide, for 12 days. And so there was, of course, the preparation was the Advent, and there was fasting and prayers, getting ready. And then when Christmas came, it was festival. It was time to eat the Christmas cake and to celebrate and to be in joy and gladness for the 12 days of Christmas, for the season of Christmas. And then that's followed, of course, by Epiphany on the 6th of January. Now, the Eastern Church, the Orthodox Church, used to, or maybe still has, a Christmastide greeting and response. And it goes like this. The person would say, "Christ is born." And the other person would say, "Glorify him." Now, I want to try this out with Cliff. See if he can do that. "Christ is born.
Glorify him."
Let me try it with Mickey. Mickey, "Christ is born.
Glorify him."
Oh, they're good. Now, let's see if you can do that. "Christ is born.
Glorify him."
Wonderful. And may that be our tune, our song, our celebration during these 12 days of Christmas. Let us call one another to worship on this Lord's Day. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name.
Tell the good news of salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar.
Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God who is coming.
God is coming indeed to judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with equity and truth. Praise the Lord.
Lessons and carols means that we are going to tell the whole story, beginning with Genesis, the readings, and going until we get to the Gospel of John, the Word became flesh. And so this morning, let's give our hearts, ears, minds, and attention to the story of God's redemptive love and grace as they are expressed to us in the readings and in the singing. Some of these carols, you remain seated, and you'll notice where the asterisks, we will stand together. So the first lesson, of course, would come from the Old Testament book of Genesis. They, Adam and Eve, heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." We join together in our first of the carols.
Thank you.
second lesson is from Genesis 22, 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make you your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
Third lesson is from Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you. The fourth lesson is coming from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4 and 6 through 9. The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From the roots of branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and the breath of his lips he will stay with the wicked. The wolf will lie down with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. A cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near a cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy. On all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Friends and family, and all that makes this season wonderful forevermore. And so, because your gifts are so great, we bring our response, the gifts of our hands and hearts, as we bring our offering this day.
Our fifth lesson is Luke 1, 26 to 35 and 38, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you.
sixth lesson is Luke 2, 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a consensus should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first consensus that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Lesson is Luke 2, 9 through 16. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger.
The eighth lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you. ninth lesson from the book of John, the first chapter. The Word of God becomes flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hearts be joined as one as we pray together. Blessed are you, O Christ, our God. You were born before time began, and you came into the world to save us. Blessed are you, Son of Righteousness. You shine with the Creator's love, and you illumine the whole universe. Blessed are you, Son of Mary, born a child. You shared our humanity. Blessed are you, Son of David, born to rule. You received gifts from the Magi. Blessed are you, Son of Man, baptized by John. You saved us from ourselves and from the darkness. Blessed are you, Heavenly King, teaching and preaching healing and comforting. You proclaim the kingdom. With all the voices of heaven, we celebrate the coming of our Savior. May heaven and earth shout their praise. We sing and dance at your birth. Praise and glory to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. And on this day, we pray that your light may find its way into every home and among those without a home, that your light will find its way into our land and among those who have no place, that your light might give us the gift of abundant blessing and also blessing to those who beg for bread. Oh God, may your light shine in this place and in every place. May your light change us and make us more just and loving. We pray for those who find the Christmastide a difficult time, for those who have lost loved ones and whose table had an empty chair this Christmas, for those who are unwell in hospitals and other places, for those who hear bombs falling through the sky and wonder if there will be another day, for those who are in prison unjustly and who've been put in prison for far too long, for soldiers and sailors on seas and battlefields, for all of your children everywhere, in every place, may the light of Christ's coming find its way into their hearts and lives. In silence now we pray for those that we love. Hear and receive our prayers, O God. In the light of Christmas love and gift, even as we remember to pray the prayer that Jesus taught, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We close our service standing together to sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain. The light that has come into the world is meant to be shared. So let's stand together and join voices and hearts in song.
Thank you.
blessing. Let the love that shaped earth and heaven dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that created humanity dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that overcomes suffering and hatred dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that causes us to rejoice with loved ones dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that forgives and renews dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that brings reconciliation after separation dwell within us this Christmastide. Let the love that brings the blessing of peace dwell within us this Christmastide. And may we share that peace with all people, near and far. God's grace and peace go with you.